Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, it's Monday, the 5th of April, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, coming to you live from Austin, Texas. Coming up in 30 minutes, man goes to jail for putting a sign in his yard. WAFF television put a sign in his yard saying our court system is a joke. The judge was quoted as saying that this type of behavior will not be ignored. Disrespect of the government is illegal. And the judge in his order said that criticizing courts saying they're not good is not allowed. No First Amendment. I have a story here where in China they're arresting different musical bands, Tibetan musicians, saying that it is hateful to the government and that will not be tolerated. A headline out of AFP, China arrest popular Tibetan musicians. And I say, hey, China is just par for the course. We do that here in America. You don't like your sign, we arrest you. Don't like your Caribbean band or eclectic band, we go ahead and arrest you. And we're talking to Oza Motley, OzaMotley.com. We've got the drummer, Giro, on the show, and the manager of the band, Amy B. They're, again, Grammy Award-winning group. Never been in any trouble before. It's on video. The police attack them, attack the crowd. No reason. Nothing happened. And it's on video, and now they're charging Giro with... Giro, what exactly are they charging you with right now?
Third-degree felony... assault of a peace officer.
Of a peace officer.
Yeah.
And again, you've called on them to drop the charges. What has your lawyer said? What has the city said?
Well, the city is inviting us. I mean, the city council. They've invited us to play on April 22nd, which is the next time we're going to be in town. We're playing at La Zona Rosa. Is it called?
Yes.
And so on that day, they've invited us to play at the city council meeting.
Well, I'm going to come down and meet you and videotape the proceedings. And I'd have a lot of video cameras rolling this time because I'm not trying to scare you, but our police are known for being pretty vindictive.
I can rest comfortably knowing that I didn't do what I've been charged with. You know, so I can live with myself. I know that... I didn't assault anybody, and you know that I'm confident that regardless of how it happens, eventually the truth will come out. And you know,
what would you like to say to the police officers that were involved in this? Because a lot of them are listening right now.
Just that you know, if you come across a situation like that, you know, step back for a minute and just kind of look at the scene instead of, because there was an immediate jump, you know, right from when we got outside, they were already like, there was a, you know, they were violent from the get-go, you know, it just, they just moved right in.
Yeah, they assault the crowd, start body slamming people, spraying pepper spray on a big crowd. I mean, this is, and you guys were doing what the authorities asked you to do.
Yes. Yeah, we complied completely. And, you know, I think just, because there was a crowd, maybe, you know, I don't know. I don't even want to begin to, you know, guess what was going through their minds, you know, or how they interpret any given situation.
Well, the point is that now, to cover up their own wrongdoing, they're falsely charging you.
Yeah, in the police report it says that I hit the officer three times in the head with the drum, and you know. It's just not true.
Now, I've seen bands when they're going through crowds with drums, and you got this crowd all going around you. You pick the little drum up over your head so you can weave through the crowd. And I guess just seeing that made them thought that that was an assault.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'll tell you what, let's do just a few minutes more on this with your manager, Amy B. of Oza Motley, OzaMotley.com, and get a few other comments from the drummer talk about where this is going. Then we'll get back into the news. Then our next guest arrested for having a sign in his front yard. This is the new America.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Iraq tragedy news, the police state news, it's all coming up. Also, in about 22 minutes, we've got the gentleman again arrested for putting a sign in his yard. Not for zoning reasons, but because the judge said he didn't like it. And then in the third hour, the guy who helped a homeless chicken who was hit by a SWAT team and hit hard. This is mainstream news. That's coming up the third hour as well. Just the insanity of these people. But human history shows that tyrants always flip out and act like this. And I just want our guest, our Grammy Award-winning guest, Amy B., the manager of Ozamont, leozamontley.com, and the drummer. It is so good to have you guys on. I want you to understand something. I remember 10 years ago, 6-7 years ago, before I was dating my wife, and of course, before I got married, I'd be down on 6th Street with a date. And, good-looking date. And these guys in with black gloves on, steroids, would walk over, let me see your ID cards. Hey, baby, you look good. And I'm not saying all the cops are like that, but some of them are lunatics. And I will not go down there because of their behavior. I've seen them beat up too many innocent people. I've seen them start fights. I mean, I know people who were steroid head bouncers 10 years ago that are cops today. And they're out of control. And they need to be punished. This is a false report they filed on you, according to what you're saying, and I agree with you from the video, sir. What would you like to see happen to those if it can be proven they falsified the report?
Well, I guess, you know, police officers have you know, a very esteemed place in the world. You know, they need to be trusted, and you know, if an officer is found to be not trustful, then they shouldn't be officers. You know, because that's the whole point. Is that's why people, in theory, entrust them with that kind of power of the state.
Well, do you know how many times police have been caught falsifying reports?
Well, I don't think I can guess that. I'm in it right now, so.
Yeah, I mean, we're not necessarily looking for any retribution. We just want the charges dropped. We want to get on with our lives. I mean, Gito travels for a living, and, you know, this band plays all over the world. There are certain countries in this world that don't allow convicted felons. You know, this could have serious consequences to his career, to the band's career. You know, we just want the charges dropped so we can just move on.
I apologize if I've been pronouncing the drummer's name wrong this whole time. Is it Gito or Giro?
Gito's fine, yeah.
I apologize.
No,
Giro
works too.
I'm public school educated, so. All right, well. Look, I mean, you're facing how long in jail if you get convicted?
10 years.
You're facing 10 years, and I've seen two different video clips from different angles, and you did nothing to these people. They were running around screaming, grabbing people, spraying a crowd with pepper spray for no reason. They need to be charged, not you.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate.
And Gito, let me tell you something. Just because you're in the right doesn't mean you won't go to prison. You better fight this with everything you got. You better, not get some local lawyer who's in the power structure. You better take this, and I know you are, you better take this very seriously. And I'm not here, you know, patronizing you. I'm warning you because I am, I think you guys are in the right here. You're being wronged here. But I'm telling you, don't think just because you're innocent you won't go to prison.
Yeah, I don't take it lightly at all, and you know, this is pretty much all I can really think about.
Well, I think you should.
And
think
I don't
about...
take it lightly at all, and it's, you know, it's a very serious charge, and I realize that, you know, even though I didn't do it, you know, I could go to prison for it. So,
hey, you're not stupid. You're not going to hit a cop with a drum, and it's on video. You didn't do anything to these people. There's a crowd pushing up against you. The cop's in your face, and I guess that he just, I mean, you should have hit the ground, started groveling, worship, and I'm not joking. If you would have bowed down to him, licked his boot, you may have gotten out of this.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing happened so fast, and, you know, I guess if I had the opportunity to say something to them in the future, I would just say respond rather than react, because they reacted without properly assessing the situation and making good conscious decisions that were relevant to the situation. You know, their use of force and their reaction was so far beyond what was necessary at that moment, you know, and I would just really hope that they would be trained properly in the future to assess rather than...
Well, they've been trained that if people don't do what they say the second they say it, I mean, you could be up against a brick wall, and they could say, go through that brick wall, and if you don't suddenly materialize through the wall, then you're going to go to jail. I mean, it's insanity.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we understood that as a concept. Now we understand it as a reality, and it is absolutely terrifying how quickly your right can be stripped, and you're treated like a criminal, and you're charged like a criminal. You know, we're all educated, upstanding citizens, and, you know, we're being treated like criminals. For what? We still aren't sure. It is very scary, and, you know, now it's our word against theirs, and hopefully, you know, when it goes to the next level in the judicial system, the charges will be dropped. If they're not, we are gonna fight it. We have a really good team of people around us. We've got resources. We have supporters all over the place. We will fight this.
Well, here's the problem why they're going to continue with it, I predict. Because they've gone to the point of no return. They have to keep saying they're in the right, because if they ever say they're in the wrong, the house of cards starts crumbling. And that's why they will probably continue to go after you guys and just keep your nose clean to the maximum, have video cameras running the entire time you're here, because there's no telling, and I'm not trying to scare you, I'm just warning you, what they'll try to pull on you while you're here again. And that's coming up later this month?
Yeah, April 22nd we'll be there.
Yeah, they're performing at 5:30 for the city council vote on whether to overturn the noise ordinance during South by Southwest. And the mayor is going to be there, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to him and tell him that, you know, we're going to call on him to take a position on this.
But again, that's a red herring. They went after you guys. They're charging you with other things, and later they tacked on, ooh, the noise ordinance downtown where all the bands are at. And that's another thing they use to selectively target businesses that aren't owned by, you know, family members of the city council. So it's a whole other can of worms, and similar things are happening around the country, but it seems like Austin police have really been giving the city a bad name in the past. I mean, if you look at them wrong, they come after you. One of my last questions, what are the other members of the band being charged with? What are you being charged with, Amy?
I'm being charged with a Class B misdemeanor, interference with police procedure. It's punishable by up to 180 days in jail. And Will is being charged with a Class C misdemeanor. At first, it was failure to comply, and then it got changed overnight when we were in jail to violation of noise ordinance, which you would think is something, even if he did do it, it would be a ticket. You know, it's kind of unnecessary, I think, to arrest somebody for that. I think that they did alter his charges after he was arrested based on their assessment of the situation. Because he did comply, and we do have that on videotape, so they were kind of like, okay, we arrested him, we have to figure out something to charge him with. You know, obviously, Will's charge is minor, and, you know, if anything, he'll have to pay a fine. You know, my charges are of somewhat of a concern. I really doubt that I'll go to jail for it. It's really Gito that we're all rallying for because, you know, we all understand his charges are very serious.
Oh, these people will sleep fine with you in prison for 10 years. They could care less.
Yeah.
Whereas somebody with a conscience would, you know, couldn't live with it. But don't worry, police. It all comes back on you. You do reap what you sow. And if you do wrong to people in your life, God's going to judge you. I just want the police to know that. You got God to worry about, not Gito, not Amy, not Alex Jones. We wish no harm upon you other than that you would become human beings and be loving, good, decent people with empathy. And stop feeding on us like a bunch of ravenous wolves. I'll be down there later this month, the city council, to meet you guys and hope we can video an interview for my local television show and also have one of my friends interview for a film he's making. But I'm so sorry that this happened to you, and I think that you guys are taking this serious, and I think you're going to be able to defeat it. And I know you've got the city on your side because everybody's seen the video and knows you didn't do anything.
Yeah, that's what's really reassuring. That's one of the main reasons that we're coming back to Austin, because, you know, the citizens and city officials are on our side, and everybody that we've come across has issued a public apology in every possible way that they can.
But the police aren't. Mr. Stan Nee, the police chief, I mean, the police here are their own body. They do what they want. They basically run the city, and, it's kind of like an old city state in Rome or something where, you know, the Praetorian Guard run things.
Yeah, it's definitely the people of Austin. You know, we have nothing but love for them. You know, people were coming up to us, you know, all the week of South by Southwest and, you know, apologizing for what had happened, and which is kind of odd because, you know, they had nothing to do with it, but just apologizing on behalf of the city.
Well, let me contradict you. We have a lot to do with it in this town. I haven't done enough to expose this. All of us have put up with this. And so, actually, Gito, it is our fault. No, it really is our fault, and we're sorry that we have a bunch of insane goons running around foaming at the mouth. It's the fault of the good cops for not speaking out and stopping the bad ones.
Well, one of our band members said it very eloquently. If we judged the city on their police force, we wouldn't live in L.A. either, so...
All right. Well, both of you, I really appreciate you coming on and say hi to the rest of the band, and I'll be talking to you when you come to town.
Thanks a lot,
Alex.
Thanks a lot. All right, we'll come back. I'll hit some Iraq news. And we got another guest coming up who was arrested for having a sign in his yard. Wait till you hear why.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use a Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and a Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizen's Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Old-timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. There's seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor.
Okay, coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll be talking to Mr. Dean, who up in Alabama put a sign up and got arrested for it in Jackson County, Alabama, so you don't want to miss that. Then in the next hour, it's off to jail for chicken rescuer. This out of the Mail Tribune out of Oregon. SWAT team hit him hard. And we're not joking, folks, here on the show, okay? Talking about the tragic events over in Iraq, 10 U.S. troops killed in Iraqi violence. Associated Press. Supporters of an anti-American cleric rioted in four Iraqi cities Sunday, battling coalition troops in the worst unrest since the spasm of looting and arson immediately after the fall of Saddam Hussein. At least 22 Iraqis, 8 U.S. troops, and 1 Salvadoran soldier died. This is from last night. Now the numbers are higher. Sunday's violence, along with the unrelated killings of 2 U.S. Marines in Anbar province, pushed the U.S. death toll to at least 610. That's why you have 10 dead U.S. troops as of last night. Hundreds were wounded as fighting raged in Baghdad and in Nasiriyah and Najaf and Amara. Tanks rolled through the Iraqi capital on 2 Humvees, burned in the streets of the eastern Sadr city neighborhood. Protesters, some dressed in all black or waving green banners, raced towards the fighting as heavy gunfire echoed through the city. One man stood on a bridge, a rocket-propelled grenade launcher at the ready. The riots were ignited by the arrest on Saturday of an aide to anti-American cleric known to his for his reverent followers as Al-Siyad, or Master. Also, British troops were in running gun battles. Many were injured. May have been some killed. We don't know. The British aren't saying right now. I checked it before we did the show. And there were other big protests. People rioted wanting food, wanting jobs in other parts of the country. And again, the Shiites were supposedly our allies, my friends, our allies. And so they can't say this is Al-Qaeda doing this. And I just feel so sorry for our troops getting deadly vaccines, breathing depleted uranium, being given rotten meals by Halliburton, that's confirmed, being charged for some of their food in some cases by Halliburton. So that's what's going on there. By the way, to give you an idea of how bad off the dollar is right now, there's a commercial running on Genesis that says it's down by, 26%. And that's from a year ago. If you look at the dollar over the last 2 years, it's down by 42%+. It fluctuates between 40 and 45% week to week as the dollar goes up and down. But if you look at the graph, the dollar is going straight down, but it goes up and down within that graph. And it says IKEA founder overtakes Gates as world's richest man. By the way, these are low-level elitists. They're nothing compared to the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, but their money is hidden in multi-connected directorates, corporate offshore systems, and tax-free foundations. And it says Ingvar Kamprad, the Swede who founded furniture retail chain, has overtaken Microsoft Bill Gates as the world's richest man, Swedish TV News reported on Sunday, citing next week's edition of the Swedish Business Week, Veckans Affair. If I'm mispronouncing that, I'm sorry. It says public service SVT2 television said Kamprad, 77, has a personal fortune of 400 billion crowns, or $53 billion. Gates' fortune is put at $47 billion, according to the latest list of the world's rich in U.S. Forbes magazine. And it says the dollar's slide against other currencies is the main reason why Kamprad has now overtaken Gates. Now, I've had yuppies argue with me that a weak dollar is good because Bush told them. Bush said it was a good thing last year. Then it plunged further. And they think that's wonderful. And they also think that fast food jobs are manufacturing. So you can't argue with these people. They believe Bush if he said that, he was an Easter bunny. It doesn't matter. They feel like they're part of the system. They don't care. But let me just explain something. The little bit of money I got in the bank has been devalued by 40%+, and I don't appreciate it. And we have massive inflation. A house that's selling for $1 million in 1965, and I've got the federal numbers on this, is now selling for over $500,000. A house that was bought in the 50s for $2,000 is selling for $300,000+. A car that 20 years ago was $10,000 is $35,000. Somebody who did, say, a framing work 30 years ago got $18 an hour. And what do they get paid today? About $12 an hour. We're in deep trouble, okay, yuppies?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com. Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're at the halfway point in the broadcast. And coming up in the next hour for about 20, 30 minutes, and we'll cover other news, I've got coming on the show the gentleman and his wife, who saved a homeless chicken in a SWAT team. Again, hit him and hit him hard. In a few minutes here, we're going to be talking to Philip Dean of Jackson County, Alabama, who put a sign up on his rural property saying, "Our court system is a joke." And the judge said that that is disrespectful of government and that will not be tolerated. He says that, in a quote here, that it just couldn't be tolerated. You just cannot allow that in America. And that dovetails nicely with China arresting anyone that criticizes the government. I don't think you realize just how serious it's gotten, okay? They will beat your brains out right in front of video cameras and then say you assaulted them as they wipe the blood off their nightsticks. Well, then why am I on the air? Why am I still alive? Because I got a big voice. I'm standing up. I know how to deal with it. And everybody in the government isn't evil. Not yet. But they're warping their minds right now. And we got to stand up against this in a bold fashion or it's over. Now, it's the halfway point of the show, and I haven't plugged my videos yet, and I need to do that, then we'll go to our next guest. I've made 10 films. They're all over 2 hours long. They're professionally produced. If you want a master's degree in what the New World Order is, how it's operating, the police state, the Big Brother systems, you need to have them. If you want to know about the occult activities of the global elite, get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. If you want to know about 9/11, get 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, my video, or part two, The Masters of Terror, or my book, Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos. Get my videos. You're authorized to make copies of them for non-profit, not-for-sale purposes. So go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Go to the shopping cart. We got pro-gun t-shirts, anti-tyranny t-shirts. We got videos on the New World Order system, like Police State 3 Total Enslavement. We've got so many great films you need to have, my friends. They're all $25.95 a piece. Order three or more, they drop down to $20 a piece. That's an $18 discount on the three-tape special, a $24 discount on a four-tape special, and so on. My book's $12. Paul Watson's $19.95, over 300 pages. You need to have these books. You need to have these videos. You need to get them out to people. It's up to you to get off the bench and to get in the game. The toll-free number to get the films or books or pro-gun t-shirts is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action. Get the videos. Start spreading the word. All right. WAFF television reported, so did some local newspapers, what I'm about to read. This is from WAFF, and then we'll go to our guest. You can look through them all. Up to his ears in legal documents, Philip Dean is fed up with the judicial system. Quote, that's the kind of court system we've got in Jackson County, Alabama. I want everybody to know, Dean says. So he put a sign in his front lawn saying, our court system is a joke. We have a picture of it on the website. A little, I guess the sign's about 4 feet tall, 3 feet wide, maybe smaller. A message landing him behind bars. It was, I was in a cell about 4 foot wide and 6 foot long and nothing in it but a toilet, he explains. Arrest orders signed by Judge Harrelson claim Dean to be in direct contempt of court, even though the sign is on County Road 107, not in the county courthouse. The signs were so derogatory to the court that they could not be ignored, Harrelson responds to the local paper. With the dean locked up, the signs were removed. Before they would let me go in front of the judge, Harrelson, Dean says, they put me in leg shackles, they put handcuffs on me, they put chains from my legs up to my waist, they put a chain around my waist, they put chains from my waist up here and had my hands pulled up like this. With an apology, Harrelson released Dean after a day in jail, but the experience leaves Dean with unanswered questions. When, and this is a quote by Dean, when it gets to where a man hasn't got any speech in the world, what has he got? He asks. Answers he hopes to find with a new message already back in place in his yard. Now, this shows just the compulsiveness of the police, the compulsiveness of judges. They do this all the time, stuff like this. They're so compulsive now, they're arresting anti-war protesters when there's hundreds of pro-war protesters on the same sidewalk. They do stuff like this all the time, or they assault you and then charge you with assault. They're on an insane power trip. This is the norm in history, not the exception. And with all the other Supreme Court and federal court rulings throwing out the Fifth and Fourth Amendment in the last 2 weeks, with just all this other stuff happening, I had a listener, and he needs to call into the show. I haven't been able to get a hold of him. Kelly Rushing, Lyon County, Kentucky, gave a state police officer a copy of a Ron Paul speech from C-SPAN, gave him a copy of my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Next day, the cop was waiting for him on the road, pulled him over, and said, you threatened me with those videos. He said, what do you mean? It's for your own good to know what's going on. The judge then told him in court, in Lyon County Courthouse, he said, you are guilty, and said, we're going to put you away, and he's facing a couple years in jail for terroristic threats against an officer. These videos are anti-government, anti-police. Now, you can cower in fear. You can stand up and speak out against this. This is the mindset. It's really happening. And again, there's this article out of China. China arrests popular Tibetan musicians. How are we any different from China? Well, because there they'll execute you. And don't worry, the government's getting up to that point. Chinese state security officials have arrested a popular Tibetan singer and a composer, apparently because the implicit political content of their music. An official said the singer and composer, known as Namkaya and Bachoka, respectively, were taken into custody around March 10th in Tongdun County, a traditionally Tibetan area, now part of northwest China's province, a police officer at the U.S.-based Radio Free Asia said. It was the security police who arrested them, said Tibetan police officer. And it goes on. So, again, how are we any different from China, where you get arrested for signs, arrested for your speech, arrested for videos? Bringing up our guest, Philip Dean. Philip, good to have you on the show, sir.
Hello.
Welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you put the sign up and what happened.
Well, I live in Jackson County, Alabama. I'm a logging contractor, self-employed, and I went through a bad divorce, and the mother was letting the children run wild and take drugs and into all kinds of trouble, so I took her back to court on June the 23rd of last year to try to seek custody of my two daughters. I have three kids, but I have custody of my son. Okay, when we went back to court, I hired an attorney that wasn't no good, and he never got it into court, so I had to get another attorney, paid another attorney, supposed to have been the best attorney in Scottsboro. We go to court, my ex-wife shows up without an attorney, and the judge gives the kids back to her. We proved that the kids were on drugs, we proved that she let the kids be neglected, but yet she wins the case. The judge gave the kids back to her. So at this point in time, I'm broke. So I go back to my attorney and ask him how much it costs to appeal the case, and he wants $10,000. So I tell him I have no more money. The appeal runs out, so I make these signs and put in my yard. They had been up about 2 weeks. I get up one morning to go for breakfast, and when I come back home, my signs are gone. I call the Skyline Police Chief, and he tells me that county officers come out and remove my signs. So I call Sheriff Wales and ask him, and he says, yes, said Judge Harrelson sent two investigators out to read your signs, and when they read the signs to him on the phone, he told them to bring the signs into his courtroom.
So now the judge just doesn't have power in his courtroom. He's claiming literal godhood, the power of a Chinese emperor, the power of a Soviet ruler to not have... Now it says our county, our court system is a joke. What were the other signs?
I had a similar sign that says Judge Harrelson said my minor children aged 13 and 15 need to be with their mother even though she lets them smoke pot, take drugs, and run wild.
Okay, so now instead of civilly going after you or something else, he believes he's God. He has them take your property, no zoning violation. You're on a county road, 107.
That's right.
Out in the country. And these are little signs. You stick them in your yard, but they don't come up with some little technicality to try to get you. They just take your signs, take your property in America, something our veterans have fought and died for. What happens next? You call the sheriff, and he tells you this. What happens next?
Well, they didn't do me like they did Judge Roy Moore. They didn't have a hearing to see if I should remove the signs or have a judge to tell me to remove the signs. After they took my signs without a warrant, they stole my signs. I called Sheriff Wells, and he says, yeah, said the judge sent them out to get you signs and said he's going to lock you up for 30 days. Said his statement to me was he was going to lock you up for 30 days and teach you a lesson. So later that afternoon, about 3 that afternoon, two deputies pulled up, and I knew the one deputy, and he says, Mr. Dean, I'm ashamed to tell you why we're here, but said, we got to take you to jail. Mr. Harrelson has told us to bring you in and lock you up.
Now, whatever happened to police knowing that they're not supposed to violate the Constitution? That's why the oath is there, to protect you, police, so you could say no to unlawful orders.
There's no oath in Jackson County. The police does exactly what their masters tell them to.
Well, that's the same thing nationwide, my friend. So he said, please continue. He says, I'm ashamed. Next.
They take me to jail. He didn't even handcuff me. He said, come on, get in the car, and said, let's go to jail. I said, well, what am I charged with? He hands me a contempt order, says, these signs is of such disparaging nature that it just not cannot be ignored. And they gave me a charge of direct contempt of court. But let me remind you now, the case, the appeals time and all was closed. There was no case pending.
Had nothing to do with that. He admits it's to teach you a lesson over the signs.
Yeah. He locks me up for direct contempt of court and says in writing that notify the judge when he is in custody and the defendant is entitled to no bond.
So now they, there's no bond either. Okay.
No bond. They put me in jail. I could have no phone calls and no visitors. He says in the paper that he released me after 12 hours. He can't even tell the truth to the public. I was in jail for 24 hours.
Now, what was the name of the paper? I want to post that article.
It was in the Huntsville Times by David Brewer.
Huntsville Times, David
Brewer.
David Brewer. Folks, grab that for me and email it to tips@infowars.com, and I'll get it posted. Huntsville Times, David Brewer. I didn't see that one. Okay, so how long were you really in jail?
Well, you tell me. They arrested me here at my house at 3 that afternoon. Okay, it was 15 till 3 the next afternoon before I went before the judge. And then after the judge told me I was free to go, they had to carry me back to the jail to get all the shackles and chains off of me. So really, I was involved for about 26 hours.
Now, that's official oppression. That's false arrest. And I looked up the U.S. code. That's an easy win, $500,000. For the false arrest, $250,000. And for a day of false imprisonment, it now counts as 2 days, so I guess it's $750,000. Now, obviously, there are some major organizations now getting involved. I'll get into that later. They're filing complaints. They're moving forward. The Court Watchers Association of America and others are. Now, obviously, the judge was in a delusional power trip state when he said 30 days, but then he changed his mind and claims he apologized. Now, number one, is that true? Number two, why do you think he finally woke up that he was engaging in Soviet-style behavior?
Well, he's the god of Jackson County.
I'm glad you said that.
First off,
he is the god.
He is the
principality.
He is the god. First off, he put me in jail. My sister got on the phone, and she talked to just about every attorney in Scottsboro. They said, no way. No way will we touch
this
case.
That's why you've always got to bring in a lawyer or be family friends with them or family. That's the type I've got.
Yes. But
and by the way, with my lawyers, they walk in and devastate everything because they're not part of the system. Go ahead.
Well, all these lawyers told my sister not no, but hell no. Okay. One of the attorneys I was friends with in Scottsboro that I'd known for a long time, he called my sister back on the phone and told her, said, I didn't tell you this, but you need to get out of Scottsboro and get your brother a lawyer because everyone in Scottsboro is scared to go up to God against the God, Judge Harrelson.
So wait, he's called God?
Yes.
Now, folks, you've heard me call them God. In a lot of small towns, they're known as God. Just so you know, go ahead.
Okay.
So what did God? And I'm not trying to be blasphemous. He wants to be known as God. Well, you know, he's not my God. He's the God of this world, though. What did the God of this world want?
Okay. Nobody in Scottsboro would go up against him. So my sister finally.
Hey, show respect to him. Or you're going to get arrested again.
Yeah. Well.
Nobody would go up against God.
Yeah, we'll go up against God and. No one in Scottsboro would go up against him. So they finally go to Huntsville, Alabama, and find me an attorney. So she calls me at the jail. They won't let me talk to her now. She argues and argues and argues till they finally put her through and let me talk to my attorney. She says, I'm going to call the judge, and I'm going to get you out of jail. So she calls the judge, which is God Harrelson, And he tells her, no way, I'm not getting out of jail. So she came up here. She was about an hour drive. So she gets in her car, and she comes up here, and she demands that they bring me before the judge, okay?
Now, let me stop you right there. Here's a woman doing what men should do. And in Alabama, and Alabamans in wartime and statistically are known as people with a lot of courage, Alabamans will charge machine gun nests, but they grovel in cowardly fear, so do Texans, in cowardly fear of anybody with a tin badge or anybody in a black robe. How pathetic have we gotten as Americans? Go ahead.
Okay, she comes up here. and demands they bring me before the judge, okay? He agrees to see me at 3 p.m. that afternoon. This is 3 p.m. the following day now that I was arrested. And he says to the paper that I was jailed for 12 hours. After 12 hours, he released me. Where did he learn how to count at? But anyway,
well, that's because he knows the rulings and the precedent and the laws. 24 hours, he's in even more trouble.
Oh, yes, that's because he's God. He can do this.
Well, you know, God can change the time. Maybe he made it 12 hours.
Yeah, okay. Before they would let me go before him in his courtroom, they made me take off my clothes and put on a jail uniform that said county jail that looked like it hadn't been washed in 6 months. Okay, I put this on. That wasn't bad enough. They put leg shackles. They put handcuffs. They put waist chains, chains from my legs to my waist, from my waist across my shoulders, and I can barely move. They take me to Jackson County Courthouse, and they parade me down the halls of the courthouse. Okay.
I'll tell you what, stay there. We got some other guests coming up, but I want you to stay with us if you got time. I know you're busy, working man. This gentleman was arrested for saving a homeless chicken. A SWAT team hit him hard for it. Stay there.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
A sign in his yard. Our court system is a joke, and had the police come out and take his signs. He called the police. They said, oh, yeah, we're coming to arrest you. They came and arrested him, and they said that one of them said they were ashamed of it, and they should be. That isn't enough being ashamed. It's even worse to not, with knowledge, know you're doing something wrong, that your guts tell you is bad. You ought to listen to those guts and to go ahead and do it. The police in the past just wouldn't do stuff like this, but now they do in America. Now, they've shackled you all over your body, and I know you're a logging contractor and, you know, I guess do a little farming and other stuff as well. You've got a lot of work to do, sir, and I know you've probably got to go here soon. How long can you stay with us?
Oh, just however long it takes.
Well, I've got somebody else coming up who got SWAT teamed over helping a sick chicken.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding. I have the mainstream articles on this. Your case, by the way, has been in the TV station, the Huntsville Times, the Associated Press, and the Scottsboro Daily Sentinel. And a complaint has been filed, a grievance, the matter of Philip Dean, a citizen of Jackson County, Alabama, and the unhonorable Wallace Harrelson, a circuit court judge in Jackson County, Alabama. And this has been filed by the chairman of Judicial Inquiry Commission. I've been filed with them by Court Watchers Alliance, who interviewed you, and this is one of the worst cases that they've ever seen. I got to get them in contact with Kelly Rushing in Lyon County, Kentucky. Did you hear me tell that story of how he gave him a video of Ron Paul off
yes.
C-SPAN, and
uh-huh.
they arrested him? He's facing 2 years in prison?
Yes.
Does that surprise you?
No, it don't. With our judicial system, the way it is, they've probably got a god up there for a judge, too.
Man, I tell you. Well, he told him in court, he said, you're not allowed to give anti-government videos to the police, and we'll decide what's anti-government.
Yeah. They make their laws, they go alone.
Well, they'd do good in China, wouldn't they?
Yes, they would. Judge Harrelson would do great.
Is it sad to you to see this happening to America?
Yes, it is, and it's even more sad to see what this judicial system has done to my family. They have destroyed my children's life.
Well, so you're all chained up now, and they bring you in before his lordship. Let's just call him his lordship.
Okay.
And so you're before this lord, and you're all shackled, but he's about to release you. I guess this was for intimidation, but do you think they shackled you like this?
He asked me when I come into the courtroom before my attorney got in there if I was embarrassed. He looked at me and he said, Mr. Dean, are you embarrassed? I said, Judge Harrelson, you can't embarrass me when it comes to my children. I'm going to do whatever is necessary to get my children out of the mess they're in.
And so he was there wanting to gloat over you.
Oh, yeah. So my attorney comes in, and she reads him the law where he has violated my constitutional rights to free speech. And he says, in the eyes of the law, I may have violated his rights, but in my eyes, I haven't.
Oh, what an idiot. Is that recorded?
I'm sure it is.
Let me tell you something. You get the right lawyers, you're going to own that guy's house, his car, his jet ski.
And on top of that, after she reads him the law, he says, Mr. Dean, I'm sorry, you're free to go. And he said, bailiff, take your signs back to him. But instead of them releasing me and taking the chains off of me, he told the bailiff to fold up the signs where people couldn't read them when he took them down the hallway of the courthouse. I said, that's okay, Judge, because they've done been up in the yard 2 weeks before you took them. Everybody's already read them. And he says, Mr. Dean says, I may have made a mistake on your children, but I've been praying about it.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's what he told me.
Uh-huh.
But instead of them releasing me and taking the shackles and the cuffs and everything off of me, they paraded me back down through the courthouse, out through the courthouse, back in the patrol car, back over to the jail where I had to stand over there approximately.
Well, let me tell you where the lawsuit is, sir. It's in the false arrest and official oppression and a civil rights violation.
Yeah.
You could end up owning the county. Tell you what, you just got to get the right lawyers. And I got to get the Court Watchers Alliance in contact with Kelly Rushing.
Yes.
And I'm embarrassed to say it, Kelly. I've got your brother's number and your cousin's number, but I lost yours. Kelly needs to call me. Third hour coming up. Stay there, Mr. Dean.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, contaminants, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.